The wide, wide world of sports is going on here.
Broadcasting live from the greatest city in the world.
Austin, Texas, baby.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
You guys want to play some twos?
You know what? Actually, we're kind of in the middle of a conversation.
B&E.
What's B&E?
Bucky Godbolt, Aaron Hogan on the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns Play and Austin Talks Sports.
Weekend is here on a Friday, Bud Light Football Friday with you. Of course, on Fridays we'll talk in this hour to Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com, picking up all the big picks of the week, including that big K-State-Oklahoma State game this weekend, Cowboys and Bears up in Arlington. Lee Sterling will not only have the winners, but he'll also have the picks against the spread. Hey, Buck, the big games of the weekend. We know that... You know, the World Series games 1 and 2 tonight and tomorrow night down in Houston. Also, Buck, the college football Saturday, it started last night, but the real games come in starting tomorrow. Is there one game that really, I mean, with Texas having a bye week and we don't have to focus on that, is there one game that you are most interested in taking in?
The Penn State game for sure. And also, you know, I'm interested in seeing where Michigan State.
Yeah,
what's going to happen with Michigan State? I know what Michigan's going to do, but how bad do they do it?
Yeah, their lines of scrimmage are for real. Now, look, we saw Michigan bully ball Ohio State last year in that matchup, and then Michigan got bullied by Georgia in the semifinal of the playoff because Georgia did that to a lot of teams. But this Michigan team right now kind of seems even a little better than they were a year ago.
I believe so.
But I do remember this, Buck, that back when we did our Horn Top 20 countdown, right, and we were going through these teams – I think we said on both occasions with Ohio State and Michigan, we for sure did with Michigan, that neither team will really be tested early in the season. And this was back when we thought Notre Dame was going to be a real tough test for Ohio State.
Right.
Turns out Notre Dame isn't all that good, and Ohio State beat them 21-10. But, you know, then Ohio State has gone on to play a bunch of nothing, and now they get Penn State. And we'll talk to Lee about this coming up. But, I mean, going on the road to Penn State, happy, the Nittany Valley.
That's right.
You know, can they bring it? I just think Penn State and 15 points is a lot there. But
certainly is.
I think the Buckeyes have the overall talent advantage and the quarterback play. And this game is really, for me, about Jim Knowles and the defense. Is Ohio State's defense really taking strides against, you know, whatever Penn State's offense is? It's a battle-tested veteran quarterback with good running game. And
pretty decent offensive line.
Pretty good offensive line on the road. So I'll be eager to see what that offense, that defense, I know what I'm going to get from Ohio State's offense. I mean, C.J. Stroud's going to fling it around. Now, Iowa did force C.J. Stroud into some struggles last week, right? They had the fumble that turned into a score. He had some errant throws. I thought Iowa did a nice job. Now, they ended up 54-10. So it just tells you how good Ohio State is and talented they are.
Well, what you can do to Penn State is wear them down if your run game is on it. And believe me, Ohio State can still run the football. It's not always about them having to throw the ball.
Also, as you said, Michigan State's in Ann Arbor.
Wow.
And Michigan really has played no one to this point.
Illinois, they really did give their coach a $100 million contract at Michigan State.
Yeah. Well, look, I think they're still happy he's their head coach. And last year was a good one. And they lost a lot of key players off that team, including Kenneth Walker III, the running back who was, you know, really the bell cow of that offense. But you're right, yes, because Mel Tucker may have left. I mean, we talked about Jimbo Fisher. Why does he have a $95 million buyout? Because the LSU job was open, and his agent played the game, and
right.
the Aggies bit Michigan State. You know, the agent for Mel Tucker did the same thing. We're not going anywhere, but go ahead and give us that raise.
Absolutely.
Michigan State is at Michigan. On Saturday, that's a Saturday night game with Ohio State and Penn State during the day. Those are the biggest games in the Big Ten. We know in the SEC, Buck, it's Tennessee, Kentucky. Can Tennessee keep rolling and get themselves into that showdown game with Georgia coming up in November? That becomes the big question, right? I mean, Kentucky coming to town with Will Levis and a pretty good defense. I'm interested to see that. And can Texas A&M, you know, I believe this is, and the Aggie fans can correct me, this is the Texas A&M's first conference home game that they've played this year. Oh, thank
wow,
you there.
Yeah, that's, I don't know. I just got to believe that the way things are going down at College Station right now, this thing just keeps rolling downhill.
Yeah, Ole Miss.
Yeah.
So, they haven't played a conference home game yet. They played Sam Houston State, App State, and Miami at home. But then they played Arkansas neutral, at Mississippi State, at Alabama, at South Carolina. So this is actually their first conference home game for Jimbo Fisher and the Aggies, and it's against Ole Miss. And we know that
or they need it in a bad way, but I don't think they get it.
Four of their last five games are at Kyle Field. So we'll see with the Aggies and all the turmoil going on down there that we're keeping our eye on. So those are the bigger games of the college football weekend. With that in mind, let's go to the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline. He is our great friend Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com. Hello, Lee.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Well, we're better than Jimbo Fisher. How about that?
Yeah, for sure.
That's true. Don't feel... Yeah, my wife sometimes will say, oh, I feel bad for Tom Brady. I feel bad for Jimbo Fisher. I'm like, don't feel bad for these guys. They're rich as can be.
Bad for your husband.
Consolation prize. What's the consolation prize for Tom Brady? Goes back to Giselle?
Yeah,
like
no.
Winning the lottery.
Well, TMZ is reporting this morning, Lee, I don't know if you've seen it, the divorce papers will be filed today, or the finalized, that this thing's over. Fini for Tom Brady.
Get back on your knees. Crawl back.
That's right.
After what I saw last night, you might want to.
Yeah, it's kind of tough, Lee. You make certain promises and you don't keep it to certain people, they're going to hold you to it.
Right.
And she is definitely holding him to it.
Hey, how about the games this week, Lee? I mean, obviously, we're just talking about some of the bigger games outside of our region. I mean, Penn State, Ohio State's a big game, and we'll get to that. But how about K-State, Oklahoma State? This is a big one. Longhorns just lost to the Cowboys. You had that pick right last week. You had Oklahoma State on that side of it. Spencer Sanders and the veteran player he is have found a way to win that ball game. Quinn Ewers struggled. So now Oklahoma State, banged up, going to K-State to face the Wildcats. It's really a pick'em game. As K-State's favored by a point. Winner of that game has sole possession of second place in the Big 12. What do you make of it?
Yeah, and Kansas State is banged up, too. I mean, possibly one of their best linebackers, Daniel Green, he may not play in the game. I mean, they had a good chance to win that game last week. But, you know, here's the problem when you're handicapping this game. Both quarterbacks for Kansas State are listed as questionable. They both could possibly go out again. So this will be not a large wager, but Oklahoma State had every single break on that way. Not one penalty called against them. I mean, you could call a holding penalty on every single series. So Spencer Sanders playing tough through obviously some injuries here, but I think Kansas State has the more dynamic playmakers. I think they're maybe going to come up with a key, you know, turnover. Playing at home, always a big advantage there. It's going to be a tight game, but I think Kansas State comes out on top 24-21.
Interestingly, another interesting game to me is, you know, two teams that, I mean, kind of really, where are they? I think we know more about Iowa State than we do about Oklahoma, but Oklahoma will have its quarterback back, and you just, it's, this is a real difficult game. I mean, how important is it to Oklahoma? What are they going to be? What are they going to be at the end of the season? And as I said, I know what we got at Iowa State after watching them, but what do we really have with Oklahoma, Lee?
Okay, so the one thing we do know, when Dylan Gabriel's in, they have a very good offense. And of the four units, probably by far the strongest unit. And they can play spoiler now. They started off strong, had a big-time lull and big downturn for three games. But looks like they're coming on strong. And they keep winning. They'll go to a nice bowl here. So this Iowa State defense, is going to be up against it. And the offense has got to be better. They just can't come up with that one play. And look at the numbers. The numbers at this point, you can tell what a team is all about. They can't score. 103rd in scoring is the Iowa State offense. Can't run the ball. 122nd out of 131 teams. And 98th in yards per play. So, you know, maybe, you know, they have their best performance. But a lot of things I think have to go right for them to beat Oklahoma, because I think Oklahoma is going to put up 35, 40 points on everyone if Dylan Gabriel plays a quarterback here. Sometimes you gotta go on the road and lay a point or two. I like Oklahoma, 37-20.
All right. Sooners, Boomer, getting it going against Iowa State in Ames. Hey, Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com. Early game in the Big 12 is TCU. They're fresh off of back-to-back really big, you know, emotional wins at home, back-to-back spotlight games over Oklahoma State and then Kansas State. So they're sitting on top of the Big 12 at 7-0. Now they go to Morgantown to play a beat-up West Virginia team. 11 a.m. kick. The line is 8. Is this kind of a be-careful game if you're Sonny Dykes?
I think so. And here's why. Neil 6-6 Brown, this is a big game for him and his team. They just didn't show up at all last week against Lubbock. And we've seen that happen with West Virginia. But they will be ready to go, I believe, in this game. Their running back, Donaldson, kid from Miami, who originally was a wide receiver and went to a junior college and transferred in, running back. I think he's going to give this TCU defense fits. So you saw they can be had, TCU. They gave up 28 points quick in that game last week, and then the injuries mounted up for Kansas State. But we see JT Daniels. He does have some bad games, but he has not had two bad games in a row. So they play with emotion for big games like you saw against Pitt, played them tough. I think they smell blood here. This will make their season here. And Max Duggan did not have a good game last year against this defense. Wrong team favored. Upset of the weekend, West Virginia outright 38-35 over TCU.
Wow, I was leaning that way, but I just think Coach Dykes got a little bit of something with his group, Lee, in that football game. In the NFL, Lee, the game that we'll all be watching, of course, the Dallas Cowboys and the Bears. Last, you know, Justin Fields, to me, still is a couple players away from really being a pretty good quarterback for the Chicago Bears. They just got to put people around him. And for the Dallas Cowboys, Zeke is out. Tony Pollard is going to get, you know, what people would love to have most of the carries now. Mm-hmm. But he's also going to have to stay in and pass protect. Unless they have another back that I don't know about, somebody's going to have to, you know, do the workload when it comes to pass protection for Dak Prescott. And Zeke Elliott, one thing he can do, he can pass protect. But this puts a lot on Tony Pollard's plate. But the Dallas Cowboys defense, I mean, I don't think I'm going to see Justin Fields run all over the place either on that defense.
No, I mean, total shocker on Monday night, the way they played. And the game plan was great. They executed a lot of short passes. Justin Fields getting the ball out of his hands quick. But after all that and the high and playing on Monday night, they are on a short week now, get rid of maybe one of their best pass rushers. I don't get it. I don't think they should have sold yet. I think Quinn still has you know, some good play in him. So that will hurt them in this game here. The Cowboys defense, that's been the one constant. I think they're going to add to their 29 sacks here. Justin Fields taking a sack on almost every fifth passing attempt here. So they're going to have to get 4, 5, 6 yards on first down to have a chance here. And the Cowboys, what are they doing? They rank third in takeaways, got a bunch of thieves in the backfield there, in the defensive backfield, and those linebackers, they go for strips. So I think Dak's going to get the rust off. We saw fourth quarter, started playing like we know he could here, and they're pushing the ball down the field here. And the Bears, 6-17 the last 23 times facing an NFC opponent here. I like Dallas by 2 touchdowns, 31-17.
Cowboys. And then they, you know, when we saw this game on the schedule to start the year, you're thinking, oh, man, Josh Allen, Aaron Rodgers, Packers, Bills from Buffalo, Sunday Night Football. But here we are at game time and game weekend, and the Bills are a double-digit favorite, 11-point favorite over the sinking Packers. They've lost 3 in a row, could be 4 in a row if they had not pulled out that Patriots game in overtime. What do we make here? Aaron Rodgers did, you know, kind of rally the troops. He said, hey, this could be the best thing for us, a really good focus week of practice. We know we're playing the best team in the league. Do they have a chance in Buffalo against Josh Allen, Lee?
I think they do. You know, what's crazy is from last year to this year, their starters, 80% of them are grading worse off than last year. It doesn't make sense. They're not, you know, they're going to be down one of their top wide receivers, but just not playing at a high level. I think they need to run the football, create an identity here. If they get in long down and distance situations, the Buffalo pass rush with Miller and Rousseau, they're going to come after them. But, you know, you get 4, 5, 6 yards on first down, changes a lot. And I think they'll have some success here. So I still think Buffalo's the best team here, but laying double digits to Aaron Rodgers here, I think he gets the job done. They stay in the game here. Buffalo wins 26-23, but I'm taking all those double-digit gorgeous points.
Gorgeous points.
Gorgeous points.
Love it. Love it. Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com. Hey, real quickly, we were talking about Ohio State-Penn State. That's the big national marquee matchup. Can Penn State score any points and keep that close and at home?
I think it's going to be tough here. You know, Sean Clifford is fool's gold. I mean, he throws 4 touchdowns last week. He is. I mean, he looks good against nobody. There's certain teams that just can't beat elite teams, but they can beat, you know, the teams below them, and they're one of those teams. So on top of that, Manny Diaz, defensive coordinator, we saw what he did 2 weeks ago against Michigan. No game plan. Oh, we're just going to play vanilla. against Michigan. You have to make Michigan throw. Now he's facing a team that can run almost as well and throw much better. I think they're up against it. If this was a whiteout game, it'd be a blackout by the fourth quarter. Ohio State doubles up Penn State 42-21.
Your game of the week, if they give you a call, Lee, and talk to you this weekend, is Texas Tech and Baylor. That big one out in Lubbock. Joey McGuire, of course, came from that Baylor staff to take over at Texas Tech, so a lot of familiarity there. But look forward to hearing your thoughts on that one. Lee, how can folks play the weekend, play into the month of November now?
They want to get that game. Just call 800-400-9741. We'll give them the game for free. Yeah, most people can't figure out Tech and Baylor. I'll put them on, hopefully on the right side. 800-400-9741, and we've won 9 out of 11 weeks since the start of the preseason. We have not had a losing NFL Sunday, so this is what we have going. We rate our games from 40 to 50 units. I'm going to text you the game right now, guys. I have my NFL game of the year going on Sunday. I found the right game, the right situation, the right matchup, and the right line. We're 53-18 on these 40 to 50 unit plays the last 12 years. You want to get involved? Baker's Dozen, 13 games combined Saturday and Sunday, just $147, or an NFL six pack, six games, including the NFL game of the year, just $97, just one place. And if you want to see my breakdowns also on some other big games like Georgia, Florida, Tennessee, Kentucky, the Philadelphia, you've got the Eagles and also the Steelers. Check out all those free videos, ParamountSports.com.
Lee, enjoy the weekend, my friend. Great to hear you. Great, thanks for the picks, and we'll check in again next Friday.
Thank you, Lee.
Okay. See you, Aaron. See you, Bucky.
All right, there you go.
Likes that Morgantown, and I started to shy away from that.
Well, several texters, including our buddy Colonel Craig Flowers, who is a graduate of TCU, says, hey, don't forget Lee Sterling's now picked against the Frogs 3 straight weeks. And he's 0-2 so far. Will he be 0-3? I kind of like the idea of the points, but that West Virginia team I saw here against Texas and I saw in Lubbock last week. But again, as he said,
they're wide receivers are actually catching the ball. I mean, balls are hitting them in the hands and they're actually catching it. Well, they got.
It's hard to believe they could play worse than they did here in Austin, but they did last week in Lubbock. But they're better at home. They really are.
They're different.
And it does feel like a game in which Neil Brown may be coaching for the job, because that performance in Lubbock last week was not good. But we know, according to Joey McGuire, everything comes through Lubbock. So, including Joe Ely, who I saw go into the ACL Hall of Fame last night. Joe Ely from Lubbock, Texas. Great.
Yeah,
musician.
TCU's had some good games at home. They're on the road, huh?
Yeah, I mean, look, that TCU team is the real deal. I mean, they can run it, they can throw it. Max Duggan can run and throw. Their defense is opportunistic. They've knocked 5 straight quarterbacks out. JT Daniels better be ready, because if you play TCU, your quarterback's going to get not finish the game. That's been the MO here for the last month and a half now.
Yep.
with the Horned Frogs. Hey, coming up, we'll get into the World Series. Game 1 tonight, game 1 and 2 in Houston. Astros red hot, Phillies red hot. What a series we have. We've also got Supreme Lending picks. Bucky goes on the record with John McClellan of Supreme Lending, and we'll get TY, our aspiring professional gamblers picks for the weekend as well. We got all of it to come on a rainy Friday. Be careful out there. These storms moving through. Going to be rainy through the lunch hour. So be safe. We're coming right back.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
Dang, look at T.Y. coming back. A little Ray Charles this morning. Kind of rainy, gloomy morning. Be careful out there. Hey, so Russell Wilson, you see him doing his high knees on the plane to London?
He's a goof.
People not buying him. It's gotten so bad, I'm pretty sure most of the players in the Denver locker room don't buy or believe Russell Wilson as being a genuine guy. It's gotten so bad that opponents of other teams are actually mocking the quarterback of the Denver Broncos. And not just opponents, but kickers.
What?
Yeah. We'll play this for you coming up. This is pretty funny. And it happens to be a lifetime Longhorn kicker, by the way. You might could guess who that is. Also, we've got more preview of the World Series, which opens tonight down in Houston. 7:03 first pitch. Justin Verlander will deliver it as the home team Astros will face the Phillies. Of course, Aaron Nola for the Phils on that side of a good pitching matchup. We'll get a good preview of that coming up. Also, more on the pending divorce of Tom Brady. We started the show talking about, we heard the Us Weekly had the report yesterday that Tom Brady, that Giselle had issued an ultimatum, either retire or it's over. Well, It feels like it's over because TMZ has reported that a settlement has been agreed to by both sides and the attorneys, and paperwork will be filed today ending the couple's long marriage, and that's it for Tom Brady, and yet he's still playing for a bad football team. Chose family over football, Buck. And again, we don't know everything that's going on in that man's life,
no.
But same time, it does feel like that was the main cause of the rift. She thought they had an agreement that he was going to retire. He did retire, but then decided to come back, and here we are this morning after another loss for the Buccaneers.
You make those deals, you got to keep those deals.
Well, I mean, what's more important, us or your football career? And what else do you have to prove, Tom?
Us.
Well, you would think.
Yeah.
But clearly not for Tom, or at least doesn't appear to be for Tom. Well, hey, let's dive in. It is time for Supreme Lending Picks time, Picks for Charity. Our buddy John McClellan at Supreme Lending. John, how are you? Good morning.
Well, I'm feeling really good this morning, gentlemen, after seeing the results of last week's picks.
Yes.
I think that puts Supreme Lending in the lead again.
Is that right?
Yes, we're now leading. And if you're not first, you know, well, you know.
Well, we're used to being last, so yeah, if we're not first, you're right.
I love it.
We did have some good picks last week. I think everyone on my team went 5-0.
Oh, you guys got
together
again.
So you all
took
the same picks.
Yeah.
I like that.
The way you got that deal.
You know, there is a player, not you and not us, that actually does just pick the same picks for everybody on the team. And some weeks it works out, and some weeks it turns out really badly. But I'm not going to say who that is, Bob Cole.
Yeah, that's right. Bob Cole.
Yeah, we know how they operate down there, down the hall.
They have that big meeting they have, yes.
Yeah, all right. That's what the big meeting is always about.
Absolutely. All right, so we've got five big games, of course, three in the college ranks, two in the pros. We'll start in the Big Ten, Penn State hosting Ohio State. It's a big number for the Buckeyes on the road. You know, the stripe out they're going to have tomorrow. Any chance Penn State wins that game, John McClellan?
Now, I'm going to have to go with Ohio State, but Penn State being at home, I almost went that direction, but I'm going to go Ohio State.
And you're not going to get me to go that direction because I'm going to Ohio State too.
All right, we have two Big 12 kind of pick 'em games. Even the Vegas line is saying, hey, go ahead and just pick the winner here. Oklahoma State and Kansas State, Buck. Who do we like? You taking the Wildcats or the Cowboys?
I think I like the Wildcats.
All right, home team there. You got road team Buckeyes, home team K-State. John, what do you think?
Cowboys.
Oklahoma State, keep that roll going.
They're the one-armed bandit at quarterback.
Both teams have quarterback question marks going into the game. Both teams are banged up. And, of course, as we've said all week, the winner of that game will be in second place alone in the Big 12 behind TCU. Baylor and Texas Tech in Lubbock. Joey McGuire, of course, at Baylor, and now head coach of Texas Tech, so familiar with this Baylor team. What do we think there, John?
You know, I really wanted to go for Baylor on this, but I don't think they're going to be able to put up with all the tortillas they're going to be flying down up in Lubbock up there. So I'm going to take Texas Tech.
All right. Well, nothing goes through Lubbock, so we're going to take Baylor.
Ooh, Baylor on the road with Blake Shapen and company. All right, NFL, two games. The only game of the weekend in the NFL where both teams are over 500 and matching up, it's the Giants and Seahawks in Seattle. And I'll mention that our buddy CB on Twitter has sent me a tweet, show me the forecast on Sunday in Seattle. It's not good. Winds and rain and kind of that great northwest kind of weather. I don't know if that impacts you guys, Buck, but who do we like, Seattle or the Giants?
We like Seattle.
Ooh. John?
I never go for the Giants. So, because of being a Cowboys fan and all. So, I'm going to go with the Seahawks.
All right, home team. We're on the Giants, Buck?
Yeah, we're going to take Seattle.
And then also...
y'all are taking Seattle, right?
Yes.
That's correct. And how about 49ers-Rams? 49ers-Rams battle for first place in the NFC West, or at least trying to keep up with the Seahawks in that division. Rams off their bye week. Niners now have Christian McCaffrey for a full week. John, what do you think?
I like the Rams coming off a bye week.
Rams off the bye, Buck?
And we'll take the 49ers with Christian McCaffrey having a week with this group now.
Okay. And Kyle Shanahan has had ownership
yes.
over Sean McVay, except for the big one last year in the NFC Championship, which sent the Rams to the Super Bowl. Hey, John, we appreciate you. Congratulations on a strong week last week, but a lot of football left. A lot of picks to be made, my friend.
A lot of football left. All right, go Astros.
Go Astros.
There you go. Thank you, John.
That is exactly right. That is exactly
right. All right, guys.
Thank you, buddy. There is John McClellan, Supreme Lending. He is the tip of the spear to this thing to make it happen. $10,000 on the line to local charities, which really makes things possible. And that's what it's about, having some fun with it, with Coke FM and him and Chris Waters, and then we give some money to a local charity.
There you go.
It's all about. Hey, can we...
So is it final? That means that, or those papers, that means that's final. Finish.
Fini.
That's it? That's done?
I mean, yeah. I mean, that's the report of TMZ that the several weeks. We told you a few weeks ago that, you know, the report was both sides, Tom Brady and Giselle, had, you know, enlisted divorce attorneys and high-powered divorce attorneys. Because, I mean, this is a massive estate, right? I mean, this is...
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Giselle's got more money than Tom, and Tom does pretty well. So this was not, an easy, you know, settlement to come to of how they're going to do it. But, yeah, I mean, according to TMZ, the paperwork will be filed, and this thing's over. End of the marriage. See ya. Unfortunate for Tom Brady and rough season. Hey, do we have the audio, T.Y.? I mentioned Russell Wilson is becoming kind of a caricature of himself, kind of a clown. He's trying to act like he's leading the Broncos, but it doesn't feel like anybody's really listening to him with the Broncos. He was on the airplane because they're playing in London on Sunday morning. They'll play that 8:30 game our time over in London, Wembley Stadium.
It was a long trip, man. He had to exercise. You know what I mean?
And so he was on the plane doing like high knees, like showing the, hey, we're working out, we're getting ready for Jacksonville. But again, he just comes off so phony.
I know. You know, when I go to the airport looking to see who I got to get after on the plane, that would be the guy, huh? High knee guy?
Of course, it's just their team on that charter heading to London. But yes, I mean, he just comes off so ingenuine and phony and non-believable. Bronco fans are just rolling their eyes. So, you know, in the locker room, they're just rolling their eyes. How about this? On the flight home last night after the Buccaneers and Ravens game, the Ravens won the game 27-22. This is on the airplane. There's a teammate, I don't know who it is filming Justin Tucker, the lifetime Longhorn, best kicker in the NFL. Can we hear this, what he had to say about, kind of mocking the Russell Wilson video that emerged this week?
Guy, let's talk this a little bit, J-Tuck.
What do you want to know? What are we doing on the plane right back home? I heard Lamar's leaving us in high knees. Ravens flock, let's fly.
Unlimited.
Oh. There we go. We respect him. Talking about Lamar. So the joke was, if we couldn't hear because you're the airplane and it's on an airplane, Lamar is going to lead us through high knees. Go flock, fly Ravens, fly kind of thing.
Those dudes are going to be sitting on that plane. They're not stretching. They're not doing anything.
Because Russell Wilson, everything ends with, let's ride. Let's ride. Let's ride.
It's garbage.
It's garbage. Total garbage. Total garbage. All right. So there's your picks. I told you earlier I like the Giants. I don't know about that. With that weather, does that change anything? Or you like Saquon Barkley in rain and maybe some wind? Daniel Jones, Giants, Seahawks.
We're riding Geno.
And I got to say that in hindsight, because I am the one who comes up with the games we pick in this contest we do with them. And I'm now kicking myself. I don't know why I didn't put the Sam Ehlinger Colts game with the Washington Commanders in here. Who do you like in that game? Do you think, because we're all going to tune in to see Sam Ehlinger's debut, they're playing at home to Washington. Do we think they're going to win that game?
I mean, the Colts are just a spark away of getting what they need to have done.
And I think the biggest factor is they seem to stop turning the football over.
Yeah, and the Commanders are the Commanders now.
Now, they just beat the Packers.
Without Commander Wentz.
With Taylor Heinicke.
That guy.
Heinicke.
That's Zay's guy.
That is Zay's guy. He likes the Heinicke thing. Yes, Isaiah Collier from our midday show. But, yeah, I mean, look, you played with him. How many passes did you catch in your career, T.Y., from Sam Ehlinger, you think?
I was switched to defensive line from tight end.
Oh, you got to – okay. I thought you were one of those two-way go guys.
You think I'm an Iron Man athlete like that?
Come on, man.
Look at me.
Oh, man. Well, I don't know.
I was early on in my career, and then I stopped growing.
Well, the Colts are a 3-point favorite.
Okay, you know I'm riding. They were they're favorited?
They're favorited.
Okay, they were -4 yesterday then because I saw it was at 4. I'm riding that all day.
Yeah, they're -3. Colts.
Yeah, I'm right. Yeah.
Getting a field goal.
There you go.
Commander's the dog on the road. And we know this, right? If you're Sam Ehlinger, you can't turn the ball over because that's what Matt Ryan's been doing. Matt Ryan leads the NFL with 9 interceptions. He's also fumbled the ball 11 times. They haven't lost all of those fumbles, but man, you cannot have a quarterback at any level who's that careless with the football. I mean, it's as you said with your running backs, Buck, it's our ball. It's not your ball.
That's right.
I mean, 11 fumbles, 9 interceptions, and it's not even Halloween yet.
It's taking away plays from us.
Yeah, and given the team field position, possessions. So the first mission for number 4 is to not turn the ball over, and Sam has gone to his high school number of number 4 in the NFL. Remember, he was 11 at Texas, but he is now 4. And how much do you think they get his legs involved? Jonathan Taylor is back, right? The running back, the almost pushed 2,000 yards a year ago. He's not having that kind of year this year, But much like we see in Philadelphia with Jalen Hurts, Buck, can Sam Ehlinger's legs not just help the team, but help Jonathan Stewart get off?
I want to see him be able to pass the ball down the field, but I know there's going to be some openings when he drops back to pass, and he's just going to say, okay, well, I got 12 yards. I need to go ahead and take this.
Yeah, that's what we saw.
Keep drives alive, you know?
Well, remember, if you go back to the preseason where he was the highest-rated quarterback in the preseason, and I go, good, it's preseason football. No one's game planning. There's not a scheme. It's
right.
Just, but the one thing you saw from Sam was decisiveness. The ball was coming out of his hand. He was reading the defense quickly. He was accurate. And then, yes, when things weren't there, he would put the ball down and take off and would run for yards. And when you're next to a guy like Jonathan Taylor, who's the big-time player, you have Michael Pittman, a receiver, you know, you just, you know, rely on your teammates. I mean, don't turn the ball over. Get your players the ball. And then when you need to move the chains, gosh, can he play like Daniel Jones is playing with the Giants?
That's what I mean. Yes, that sparks your run game right there.
Yeah. I mean, Daniel Jones, and then they rely on Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, and Daniel Jones is helping out Saquon with the way he runs the ball.
That's right. And, you know, Saquon has arguably been the MVP of this league so far on a 6-1 football team. Jalen Hurts, Josh Allen, these would all be guys who would be in the mix.
And they're all runners.
And they all run. And, you know, if you're the Colts and you're Frank Reich, and here's the thing about the Colts. They're not mailing in the season by doing this. They're 3-3-1. They're only a game back of the Titans in the division, so it's not like they're giving up on the season. They're just trying something different.
And the Texans will take care of the Titans this weekend.
Yeah, right. Come on. What are you doing?
No talk about winning.
Trying to give us wins?
We're back!
Oh, there's Sammy. Sammy Ehlinger. I was at that game.
I'll tell you what, the one that surprised, I mean, I don't think I've ever seen it in all these years of football and that Aaron Rodgers has been around. Guys, getting 11 points. Aaron Rodgers getting 11. I've never seen that before, I don't believe.
I don't know that it's ever happened.
I refuse to bet on the Packers.
I do, too. I don't trust them whatsoever. I would agree with you. If any way I would go on that would be the other way. But I don't think I've ever seen Aaron Rodgers 11-point underdog anywhere, ever.
I'll have to look, but I don't know that he ever has been.
Home or away, I don't care where it's played. I just have never seen anything like that before. But I wouldn't pick him.
Okay. Well, I'll also get you a weather report from Buffalo Sunday night. That always could be a factor. We're dealing with it this morning here in the ATX. Hope you're being safe out there. We'll come back, reset the conversations, top stories of the morning, and get you teed up for the rest of the day, the rest of a busy weekend here on the Horn. It's coming back on B&E.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
Good times on a Friday.
Yeah, making me feel good there, right there, because I'm ready to do my money dance this week. I got two teams to money dance with.
Money.
One is Syracuse, the other is Wake Forest over Louisville.
Taking a couple of basketball.
You like that,
schools.
Don't you? A couple of basketball schools playing.
What are you doing? Jim Boeheim coaching?
Come on, man.
Come on, man. I like it. I can't pick. Notre Dame could lose anybody anytime. They're
That's
playing
right.
In the Carrier Dome.
The Dome.
All right, so we'll see. Those are the Money Dance picks from the Buck. Also, remember, with the Longhorns off this week, we're turning our attention to the great game of golf. And I just heard the promo. And our guys, Harge and Rod, are going to be out at Golffinity today. That's
Where's that located, E? Do you know who that is? I'd like to go and see that.
Golffinity is out north. It's off 620.
Okay.
Right off 620. And, you know, remember our another player, guy who played for you back in the day, Mark Rankin? Remember Mark?
Yeah, Mark, sure, yes.
Yeah, he's part of that. He's a big investor in that Golffinity idea, and it really is. It's a performance-based indoor golf, but it's also got, you know, you can watch games, and it's really a great experience. If you love golf, you're going to love Golffinity.
Yeah, Mark Rankin helped me start the Mullet Open.
Yes, he did. I saw Mark on Bevo Boulevard last week. He said, hey, you need to come down to the last home game, you need to come down to Golffinity. It's finally open because they were trying to get that off the ground and then COVID hit. And so, you know, stalled them out a little bit. But here they are. And now it's open and cranking up. So get out and see Rod and Harge. And I heard that Dylan Fratelli is going to drop by. So you got a professional PGA player hanging out over there. I'll go see those guys this afternoon.
You'd have two if I showed up.
Well, exactly. You're going to get putting lessons. Also, tomorrow, the Saturday morning lineup, from 7 in the morning until 10, they're going to be at the University of Texas Golf Club. That's
awesome.
Our golf course of the month for our Callahan's General Store tour of Central Texas Golf. So Carl and Bob will be there, Johnny Rogers and the crew to follow, and they'll be hanging out at the UT Club. Where else would you rather be? Watch the sun come up at UT Club. And they have a very special guest coming out there tomorrow morning. And that's, how about this, Buck? As we got the golf on the brain, lifetime Longhorn and 1996 PGA champion winner Mark Brooks will join the show. Mark Brooks, who's frequent out there. And that's the cool thing, as we've learned about the UT Club in this month, is You know it, but then when you're told about it and you think about it, that these recruits that are coming in and these young players at Texas, when they're out there practicing and playing at that beautiful course and practice facility, you know, they're former champions all over the place.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, here's Mark Brooks walking around. Here's Jordan Spieth. He'll show up and play over on the course and be on the driving range with you. Obviously, Dylan Fratelli, you know, Jonathan Vegas, all these guys. When they come back, they're welcome to the course. And, I mean, that can only help your program. We talk about a lot with basketball.
Hostler and the whole gang.
Oh, yeah. Well, we talk about a lot with football and basketball or baseball when the former players come back and they're right around the program. Same thing happens in golf. And that facility at UT Club, which is our spotlight month this month of October, live tomorrow there, that's a great advantage for John Fields and his program. Because we've learned when they're recruiting the best, they're only recruiting two or three players in the world. Like, they're not recruiting for 25 players. They're going to look for the top players all over the world.
Over the world, you're absolutely right. By the way, congratulations and thank you to Tito's. You know, they're going to sponsor the Ed Butler pitch and putt, that par three event again. They're the title sponsor. That will be on the Golf Channel, as a matter of fact, when that comes up.
Awesome. I need to learn more about that. All right, golf on the brain, football, baseball on the brain. Somebody sent me a text and said, is Lance McCullers out for the World Series? Like, what? So I start scrambling, sending shivers down my spine. Like, what are you talking about? So somebody's playing a gag on the guy. So Lance McCullers will be fine. The question here for the Astros and Phillies tonight, Justin Verlander, Buck, he's won about every major award. He's done everything in pitching. He's won an MVP. He's won Cy Young's, he's going to win another one this year. But the one thing he has not been is a big-time World Series pitcher. You know, he was in the World Series with the Tigers. He was in the World Series with the Astros now, again. And his career record in the World Series, 0-6. 0-6. They need a good start from him. And if you're the Phillies, you need to get this. You need to get one of these two games in Houston, because if you lose both in Houston.
Oh, yeah, and that's not going to be good.
And you find yourself in the same spot as the Yankees did, which is
right. You
got to win 4 out of 5 against this pitching staff and this team. We had Gene Watson on the show yesterday, the assistant general manager the vice president and assistant GM of the Kansas City Royals, and he called this Astros team one of the best teams he's seen in his lifetime. Like, you know, and he's been around baseball 25 or more years and has seen the 98 Yankees and the great teams that have made runs, and he thinks this team stacks up. There are no holes in the Astros. They pitch. Their bullpen hasn't given up a run in the playoffs, and this match, this coming together of these veteran Astro players, I mean, the Altuves, Bregmans, Yuli Gurriel, with this young infusion of Jeremy Pena and Yordan Alvarez and Kyle Tucker, have made this just such a really, really good ball club. They can beat you in a lot of ways and play good defense, and they can flat pitch the baseball. Now, the Phillies, though, Buck, are the definition of getting hot at the right time.
Yep.
And they got a guy, Bryce Harper, who's, you know, batting, you know, his OPS is off the charts here in the postseason. He's batting .425 or something in the postseason. He was huge in the LCS, hit that 8th-inning home run to win it. So you're going to see a red-hot lineup and a red-hot hitter against a really good pitching staff starting tonight.
Yeah, any truth that Dolly Parton is throwing out the first pitch? Do you have any?
No.
No?
In Knockersville? We got on that, man. I got got by the fake Josh Heupel account. I've admitted that. I got the hose.
Hope maybe she threw out the first pitch, no?
I'm a little nervous already, because when the Astros play tonight, in the first inning, Justin Verlander is going to face Bryce Harper. And Bryce Harper can catch up with anybody's high fastball, and Justin Verlander likes to throw the high fastball.
There'll be some high cheese early, huh?
Oh, what a matchup. These are a couple Hall of Famers going at it.
I think we get some runs scored tonight.
I'm not rooting for the Phillies, but you know, Bryce Harper, what a story. You know, he's left high school early to start baseball. There's a lot of coverage of him. Then he left the Nationals for that 13-year contract with the Phillies, and then the Nationals promptly win the World Series, which, you know, was a narrative that was out there.
Dude, that dude plays in Philly. It ain't happening.
I know all your friends back east are fired up about the weekend.
They got gear on right now.
Also, go Austin FC. Verde.
Absolutely.
2:00 Sunday. As we learned from Glenn Davis today, if Austin FC wins on Sunday afternoon and the New York FC beats Philadelphia, the Union, MLS Championship will be here in Austin next weekend.
Yeah, and there'll be some of you that don't want to go, so Ian and I will take those tickets.
That's exactly gladly. Right. Take our shirts off.
That's right. Take my shirt off. That's right, Ty. I'll take my shirt off.
Hey, Light the Tower is next. Go see the guys at Golffinity this afternoon. Go see Carl and Bob at the UT Club tomorrow morning. Have a great weekend. We'll be discussing it all. Bright and early Monday morning, 6 a.m. every hour of this show. Podcast at hornfm.com.